This weekend, Pierre's Brian Naylor attended the annual radio TV correspondence dinner at the Washington Hilton Hotel. Here's a white wine-stained page from his reporter's notebook.
Okay, it's confession time. I'm a member of the executive committee of the Radio TV Correspondents Association. So once a year, I dutifully pull my tux out of the closet and sit up there at the head table and try not to make too much of a fool of myself at the annual dinner. I had a really great seat this year, right between Nancy Pelosi, you know, Madam Speaker, and Dana Perino, who is the deputy White House press secretary, and I don't think she'd mind if I revealed that she's a big NPR fan. So anyway, I'm trying not to reach for my wine glass too often when this spectacle unfolds before us.
But tell me, what is your name?
I'm MC Rose.
That's right.
By now, maybe you've seen the video. It's been all over YouTube. MC Rove, a.k.a. Karl Rove, the president's top political aide, the man Democrats love to hate, pulled out of the audience at the dinner and, quote-unquote, rapping, along with two performers from the TV show Whose Line Is It Anyway? It was funny. It was bizarre.
Tell me, what is your name?
MC Rove.
That's true. He crossing his arms. He's rapping and a-chilling and a-showing his charm.
When I looked over to see the president's reaction, I'm not sure he thought it was so amusing. Of course, things have not been going so well for Mr. Bush, as he himself alluded to in his remarks earlier in the evening.
A year ago, my approval rating was in the 30s. My nominee for the Supreme Court had just withdrawn. And my vice president had shot someone. Those were the good old days.
A lot of people think it's wrong for the media to mingle with the politicians they cover, and wrong to laugh at one another while there is a war going on. But as I put my tux away until next spring, I think of my nephew Kevin in Iraq and my very good friend John, who, like Tony Snow and Elizabeth Edwards and thousands of others, is battling cancer. And I think that once in a while, laughing and mingling isn't such a bad thing.
NPR's Brian Naylor.